domestic violence calls and severely life-threatening calls, burglaries where we have, you know, tragic results from, you know, somebody stealing all your Christmas presents and all your valuables. Those are going to take precedence over a crushed mailbox or a barking dog. But if you're done with your big bag calls, then they're going to respond to those calls. And we're not just going to be like, oh, nope, sorry, not going to come see you. But there will be situations where someone will call for a barking dog or my neighbor's radio's loud or some of these other things that take time away from the emergency calls. You know, they're not going to be able to respond, but the directive I give to my staff is you make contact with that person, you explain what's going on, you tell them, you know, why it is that you're either going to be very late getting there or you're not going to be able to respond.